Talk is on the air at 101.5 FM. Ding 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 ding.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Cuckoo Bananas.
Variety Hour.
We're in sync today, folks. And we've got a fantastic episode coming up. One of my favorite themes. What is it, Ollie?
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
Funny songs.
A bunch of songs with complete nonsense.
Yeah, nonsense words. Any song with nonsense in it
is on the show.
And actually, we've done this one before. If you're a faithful listener, you've heard Gobbledygook Part 1.
Mm-hmm. But this is Part 2.
Right. And we have so much gobbledygook music that I've got enough for Part 3, too.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. But we've got a lot of great songs, a lot of familiar songs that you might have heard of before. But maybe we'll start with some that maybe you haven't heard of.
What?
Well,
I got my socks on.
We'll start with one with a funny title. What's the song called coming up?
It's called Johnny Clinger Ing Ding.
Johnny Clinger Ing Ding.
Johnny Clinger Ing Ding.
That's fun to say.
It's like, you try it.
Johnny Clinger Ing Ding.
And this is a song hard. Song by Lincoln Chase, and he says Johnny Klinger Ring Ding a lot of times in the song. And then we'll play a couple more retro gobbledygook songs, and keep an ear out for the parts of the songs that are gobbledygook.
Daddy got
Ring Ding. Daddy Ring Ding. Danica Ring Ding G, what a name, oh my. Danica Ring Ding G, what a name, oh my. But don't let the name fool you. Danica Ring Ding knew what was happening and didn't let a thing go by. But Danica Ring Ding never said a thing about what was happening. He was that kind of guy, kept everything to himself, you know. But Danica Ring Ding G, what a name, oh my. Danica Ring Ding got an offer to change his funny name. $40 million was the price. Danica Ring Ding said, no, I don't want to change my name. I think my name is nice. Then Danica Ring Ding said his name over to himself once or twice. He said, Danica Ring Ding, Danica Ring Ding. The name seemed to sing. Danica Ring Ding, Danica Ring Ding. Ah, oh, so nice. Danica Ring Ding, he was satisfied with his name. Danica Ring Ding, Danica Ring Ding, Danica Ring Ding ran into old Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy was in the middle of doing a whole lot about a lot of things that were wrong. That's what old Jim Dandy does, you know. He's always on the go. If you ever hear somebody say Jim Dandy to the rescue, you can bet your life that old Jim Dandy's in. Anyway, Danica Ring Ding ran into old Jim Dandy. And Jim Dandy said, I'll get you another name, man. And Danica Ring Ding said, I like my name, Jim Dan. My name is Danica Ring Ding. And Jim Dandy just stood there, couldn't do a thing. Danica Ring Ding, Danica Ring Ding, Danica Ring Ding met a chick who didn't chuckle at his name. Wedding bells went ding-a-ding-ding-ding. And where there was one cling-a-ring-ding, there are now two cling-a-ring-dings. And maybe a few more cling-a-ring-dings will enter upon the scene, if you know what I mean. Danica-a-ring-ding, oh my. Danica-a-ring-ding, oh my. What a name, what a guy. Danica-a-ring-ding.
Shaddy daddy daddy dip dip dip. Shaddy daddy daddy dip dip dip. Shaddy daddy daddy dip dip dip. Shaddy daddy daddy.
Do I wanna hold you tight?
Yeah.
You know who I do.
Shaddy.
A kiss and hug you every night.
Yeah.
You know who I do. But before I hold you tight, I keep you near me. Feel your love.
Welcome back. That was Billy Mitchell with You Know I Do. And Ollie, what was the gobbledygook in that song?
Shaddy daddy dip dip. It was shaddy daddy daddy dip dip dip.
Yeah. But do it really low.
No.
Shaddy daddy daddy dip dip dip.
Nope. This is not.
Now, some of these songs...
That sounded like Yoda.
I discovered on a really great... A different radio show, actually. A podcast. That you should... If you like this kind of music, you should look it up. It's called Retro Obscuro. And there's many, many episodes and many, many great songs.
We should have put a Yoda song on here.
Why?
Because Yoda speaks nonsense.
No. Well, I mean, I guess...
Yeah, he does.
I guess his... His words are kind of mixed up, but...
It's like, you like something you do. You like cats you do.
Like, I do you know.
Yeah.
I do you know.
Jeez, amazing.
Uncanny.
Oh, yeah? It's like having Unky Jeff here. I guess Unky... Unky Glacio on the radio. What do we got next? Oh, Chipobo Baby.
Chipobo Baby?
Chipobo Baby.
Chipobo Baby.
Also fun to say. Chipobo Baby.
I can't even see that song.
We're going to listen to Chipobo Baby by Jackie and the Starlights.
Oh.
And then let's listen to Hey Salone after that. By Mickey Lee Lane. And coming up, we're gonna have a we're gonna have a fun game.
We should have put Seagull Stop It Now in here.
But there's no gobbledygook in there.
Yeah, well, it's in and it's inappropriate.
Hmm. How's it inappropriate?
Well, I think we already played that also.
Well, I think that's appropriate.
Is it appropriate?
No.
You guys don't know appropriate.
I Looking at me with your bright eyes.
Folly with I'm So Happy, featuring a lot of gibberish in there. Doolang, 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 chug-a-lug-a, chug-a-lug-a, do-wack-a-doo. That was a thing that happened a lot in the 50s. Background sounds being gobbledygook. My favorite is bop-shoo-waddy-waddy. Although do wackadoo is good too.
Yeah.
Do wackadoo wacka.
Hey, that rhymes. Do wackadoo is good too.
Shoo boop bidoo. So I was looking into where the word gobbledygook came from. Do you guys have any guesses how that word would have been invented?
Nope. Completely clueless.
You could probably guess, actually.
So it has to do with
turkeys. Oh, yep. DJ Devin got it. Has to do with turkeys. What does a turkey sound like?
Gobbledygook!
Gobbledygook! Close, but no.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Yeah. Gobble, 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 gobble. Something like that.
Gobbledygook! Gobbledygook!
Okay, but it's actually like a pretty recent word. From the 1940s. But there's older versions of the same idea, like jibber jabber. Gibberish.
Gibberish, I know that one.
You heard that one?
Yeah.
There's also claptrap.
Nope.
No? If somebody's talking nonsense, you could say they're talking claptrap.
Nope.
but a lot of times gobbledygook actually means, like, it's actually real words. It can mean you're saying real words, but they just don't make sense, you know?
Yeah.
Or you're purposely trying to confuse people by using fancy words that no one understands. Can you think of any fancy words like that?
Nope.
Like etymology.
Oh, yeah.
Histrionics.
I don't think histrionics is a word.
I don't know what it means, but I think it's a word. Oh, do you want to listen to some cartoon characters singing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How about Archie?
Okay.
Archie did a song that's gobbledygook. And let's see, it's kind of hard to tell on the cover of the art here, but we got Archie singing guitars. Reggie's the drummer. Jughead on bass. And then Betty's usually holding a tambourine. I think Betty and Veronica are the singers, too. The backup singers. So we're going to hear them doing their song Bang Shang A Lang. And then this was a song I wanted to play on the last Gobbledygook episode, because this is a song from my childhood.
Beep, beep, boop. Orc ah ah.
Try it again.
Eep oop orc ah ah.
Yeah.
That's what I said the first time.
it's actually eep op orc ah ah.
Oh.
And we'll find out what that means. This is a song from the Jetsons. Remember the Jetsons?
Uh huh.
Do you want to describe it to any kids at home who haven't seen that show?
It's like a show about the future, and they're in space. And they have, a robot friend and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And everything that they have is futuristic.
Yeah.
Basically, that's all you have to know.
So in this episode, I found out this was actually only episode number 2 of the show.
Oh.
But Judy, the daughter, she has a crush on this rock and roll star named Jet Screamer.
Oh.
And so this is the hit that Jet Screamer sings in the episode. And it's supposed to sound like futuristic rock and roll. So it's a little bit weird. And actually, why don't we play that one first, and then we'll follow it up with Archie. All right.
Okay.
Tune in, Swivelers! I got a treat for you, a new song by Judy Jetson. And to keep it in the family, on the drums, her father, old Space Dust Daddy himself. And we're going to kick off with a drum solo. Go, go, boom, boom.
A drum solo? Who, me? Alone?
Sure, you can do it. Go get him, Dad.
Zoom, Dad, zoom.
Fly with me. Come on, fly with me. And now, digging, Bob Barker means I dig you. You heard the word, and that crazy word, and that word you heard. E-I-R means I love you. Hop on, baby, I'll put you in orbit.
I recall just walking down the street, trying to escape the city heat. I saw her from the corner of my eye. Yeah, she looked so good, I thought I'd die. My heart went bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, bang. My heart went bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, bang. Something said I shouldn't waste no time. If I'm ever gonna make a mind,
welcome back. It's time for our favorite segment on our gobbledygook episodes, the game where we try and say something backwards. Today's challenge is going to be the phrase, how are you doing?
Impossible.
maybe not. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to say it, and then we're going to flip it backwards and see what that sounds like. And then we'll try and imitate that and see who gets closest. As you may remember, Oliver won the last competition.
I'm the best.
With his backwards rendition of the name Cuckoo Bananas. Let's see how he handles how are you doing. Okay. So I'll say it, and then I'll flip it backwards. How are you doing? And this is what that sounds like backwards.
Wow.
Okay.
Can I try?
You're going to go first?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear it, listen to it one more time, and then try and say it backwards, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay,
let's hear. I'm going to mess up totally.
Let's hear what that sounds like. Oh, wait, last time we recorded all of them and then listened to all of them backwards. So let's do it that way. Okay, so we got Rowan's backwards version. Now, Ollie, do you want to try?
Yeah.
I'll play it for you a couple more times. And then you try, okay? So come over here. Okay, this is what it sounds like. Okay, you want to hear it one more time?
Sure.
Okay.
Is nervous or what?
That sounded bad.
Want to try one more time?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to see how it turns out.
He's trusting himself.
Okay. And now I'll do mine. Okay? Okay, I'll hear it one more time.
Now is Nizhnyowa. Oh, you're good.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. That's going to work.
We won't know until we flip them backwards. So let's do that. Okay, you guys ready to hear them? Hear the results?
Yeah, I guess. Hope I win. Fingers crossed.
Okay. Let's listen to the backwards one more time.
Alright.
And now, let's hear how close Rowan got to the backwards version of How Are You Doing?
I'm gonna suck.
I'm not winning.
I'm not winning, definitely, because mine was worse than Rowan's.
Let's hear it again.
Sort of has sounds like that.
You can see the how.
How are you doing?
I sound like a gangster.
You sound creepy backwards. Okay, did Ollie do any better?
Nope.
Let's find out.
See, I knew I was gonna be worse.
How are you zurzing?
How are you zurzing?
I was sort of doubting the zurz in the middle.
Here, let's hear it again.
How are you zurzing?
How are you zurzing?
You can hear the how.
Yeah, everybody so far got the how pretty close.
Yeah, but not the do.
Let's see if you got doing. The. Let's see if you got the how pretty well. Good.
Okay, well, I want to hear Ollie's one more time. Okay, did I do any better?
No, maybe.
Time to find out.
Yeah, you probably did. Win. Yeah,
you think?
Probably
did. Oh, thanks, guys.
You're gonna win.
How worn jeans you run?
What?
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
How are Jing Juan?
How are Jing Juing?
That sounds creepy.
How are Jing Juan?
Juan.
How are Jing Juan?
We all got the house.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Oh my god, I did a murder.
Not me, because I'm not playing.
Well, that was fun. So who, I don't know. I don't think anybody won that one.
No, it's hard. It's too hard.
Jake could win if he was.
Yeah.
If only Jake was up here.
He would probably win. Yeah, you hearing this, Jakey?
And?
Okay. Let's listen to a few more gobbledygook songs.
You jibber jab, bamboozle, nook and noozle, bippity bop, seagull. You jibber jab, bamboozle, nook and noozle, bippity bop, seagull. I mean, you keep on talking, but you don't know where to turn it off. A million miles at sea. Then you'd be nagging at someone else, not me. You jibber jab, bamboozle, nook and noozle, bippity bop, seagull. You jibber jab, bamboozle, nook and noozle, bippity bop, seagull. But you don't know where to turn it off. a nuke and news a bippity pop she called. You jibber jab bamboozle, nuke and news a bippity pop she called. I mean, you keep on talking, but you don't know where to turn it on.
Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. This is called the blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Having words to fit this tune. So you'll just say blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. If I could write some words, don't you know? Still the people will say cha, 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 let's go. So we'll just leave it this way and we'll say it's the blah, blah, cha, cha, cha.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed listening to that little experiment we had going there of backwards talking. And we had one other contestant in our backwards talking game.
Asa.
Mm-hmm. Who's Asa?
My friend.
Yeah. And she came over to our house and recorded or tried recording "How Are You Doing?" backwards. And how did Asa do? Let's find out.
Okay, we've got a new contestant in our backwards talking contest. Asa's here with us, and she's going to try and say "How are you?" backwards, and we'll see if she comes closest.
How are you doing?
Is that what I said?
No, you said how are you.
Oops. How are you doing backwards? Okay. So, Asa, here is what it sounds like backwards. Okay, I'll play it one more time, and then you say it into the mic, just like that, okay?
Okay, try.
Okay, let's see if that sounds like "How are you doing?"
How are you doing?
Flipping it around. Okay, you guys ready to hear what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Flipped around?
Yes. I really want to hear it.
Okay, here's Asa's "How are you doing?"
How are you doing?
The how is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did "How goodly." How are you doing?
He did the "How" and "year."
How are you doing? Blip,
blip. How are you blip, blip?
How are you doing?
How are you dirt? It sounds like how are you dirt?
How your dirt?
How your dirt? Like a yacht.
That was Jake at the end there.
How your dirt? Yeah.
I think we can all agree that Asa got the closest.
Yeah.
Asa's the best backwards talker among us.
I was last time.
You, yeah, that was pretty amazing when you said cuckoo bananas backwards.
It sounded like ook ook anana.
Ananab.
Ook ook ananab.
Now, we're going to listen to some gobbledygook from movie soundtracks. And what I never really realized until recently was that a lot of Disney movies have gobbledygook songs in them once you start thinking about it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're going to hear three gobbledygook songs from three different Disney movies, sort of. The last one, I'll let you know what they are. This first one is from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
The car that flies?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, which was a flying bed. This one was a flying car. Yeah. And there's this funny song called Choochy Face.
I'm Choochy Face.
You know, sometimes when people are in love, they make pet names for each other?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is a pet name because they're in love. So he calls her his little choochy face.
Choochy face. Little choochy face.
And then we're going to hear a famous song from Cinderella, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. But this one's actually sung by a guy named Louis Armstrong. I think you're really going to like his voice, Ollie.
Neil Armstrong?
No. This guy's never been in outer space. But his voice will send you into outer space. You're going to like it so much. And then we're going to hear what's called a parody song. Do you remember the song Chim Chimmery from Mary Poppins?
Chim Chimmery, Chim Chimmery, Chim Chimmery.
Yeah. Well, this is like a parody version where a guy named Alan Sherman took the melody of that song but then changed it. And it's actually a song about gobbledygook. So it could not be more perfect for this episode. But
wow.
Let's start with a choochy face from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
My little choochy face.
You're my little choochy face. My coochie, coochie, woochie little choochy face. Every time I look at you, I sigh.
And you're my little teddy bear. My lovey, lovey, dovey little teddy bear. You're the apple strudel of mine eye.
Your choochy woochy nose, your choochy woochy eyes, they set my heart aflutter.
Your oochy coochy face, your oochy coochy gaze wilts me down like melting the butter.
You're my little churchy face.
And you're my teddy bear. Together we're a choochy woochy oochy coochy pair.
My happy task, I only live to serve you.
I never will divine what magic made you mine. I only know I don't deserve you.
You are my little
choochy face.
And you're my teddy bear.
Together we're a choochy woochy oochy coochy. Choochy
woochy
oochy
coochy.
Choochy woochy oochy coochy.
Me check a boola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salakadula, me check a boola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. A bibbidi bobbidi boo. Yes, salakadula means me check a boola brew. But the thing on the bob that does the job is bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Yeah! So I can do love me check a boo bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together and what have you got? A bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Check a bowl of blue, but the thing of a bob that does the job. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. So look at you, love me. Check a bowl of bibbidi bobbidi boo. Now you put them together, Kate. What have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Bibbidi bibbidi bobbidi bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim chiree. Those are three words that don't make sense to me. But I'm used to words that don't make sense to me from all those commercials I see on TV. When I see an ad that can't be understood, I know that the product has got to be good. Those words may be crazy, but I think they're great. Like sodium acetyl salicylate.
Sodium acetyl salicylate.
I wake up each morning a most happy man. I cover my Pico Pay with Fluoristan. I add hexachlorophene, cause it's so pure, and then GL70 just to make sure. Then I take a shower, but never alone. I'm in there with Dermacil and silicone. I brush Vitrol D on my lanolin wave, and I sharpen my boo-boo and use it to shave.
He sharpens his boo-boo, and that's how he shaves.
There's Tufsin and Redsin and Acrolan too, and Marfac and Melmac, and what else is new? There's Orlon and Corlon, and there's Accutron, and Teflon and Banlon, and so on and on. These wonderful words spin around in my brain. Each one is a mystery I cannot explain. Like, what does that blue magic whitener do? Does it make blue things white, or make white things blue?
His blue things are white, and his white things are blue.
My fastback has wide track and autronic eye, which winks when a cute little Volvo goes by. My tank full of platform 8 starts with a roar, but when I try to stop, it goes 2 miles more. I measure my breathing with my nasograph. It's nice, but oh my, how it hurts when I laugh. My chair is upholstered in real Nauga hide. When they killed that Nauga, I sat down and cried.
He moved to Chicago when that Nauga died.
I'm giving a party next Saturday night, and here are the friends that I'm going to invite. The giant who lives in my washing machine, that other nice giant who's jolly and green. The tiger who causes my gas tank to flood, that handsome white knight who is stronger than crud. The man with the eye patch who sells me my shirts, and that nut who flies into the front seat for hurts.
That daring young nut who goes flying for hurts.
I've lived all my life in this weird wonderland. I keep buying things that I don't understand, 'cause they promise me miracles, magic, and hope. But somehow it always turns out to be soap. And they might as well be Jim Jiminy Jury.
All right. And we're almost done with this gobbledygook. We got one more gobbledygook song. That was Chim Chimmery, originally from Mary Poppins. And that was done by Alan Sherman. And yeah. Our last song for the day is?
The last song?
I forget. Told you.
That was Chim Chimmery, and this one's Chichiochi. Or Chichiuchi.
Can you say that?
Chichiochi.
You got it. And in this song, that's the sound of the birds. And this comes from a record called Italiano Favorites by the Gaylords. And
Gaylords.
Yeah. Originally, I bought it just because of this super beautiful cover. But it turns out all the music on it is really lovely too. So let's hear Chichiochi.
Yeah, Chichiochi. Chichiochi.
And thank you for joining us for this edition of Cuckoo Bananas Gobbledygook.
Chichiochi.
Once on a treetop tall, a little bird sang out the sweetest song I ever heard. Chee, 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 it sang to me so merrily. Chee, 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 the little birdie on the tree. Life's such a lovely thing, it seemed to say, if you will only sing your cares away. Chee, 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 so merrily it went along. Chee, 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 so happily his little song. And so I sing. Chee, 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 this happy, happy little thing. If you sing chee oo chee, and you can be as happy too. Chee oo chee, 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 chee oo chee. Sing this happy little song. Once on a treetop tall, a little bird sang out the sweetest song I ever heard. Sing this happy little song. Sing this happy little song. Sing chee chee and you'll be happy too.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Cuckoo!
Thank you.